Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, wellness, and fitness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, celebrating their 16th year. Basic Training MedX, long-time high-performance training, downtown Scottsdale, Arizona, and the famous UK Health Radio Station with their millions of listeners. We're planning a great doubleheader, which is supposedly live from Australia. Sue Williams, the founder and CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy. She's been a guest before, and we're waiting to see whether or not we don't have a hassle at the Adventures of Live Radio, and that she joins me. And then one of our favorite longtime guests, Kurt Mango, the former NCAA gymnastics champion, a longtime, recently retired PE instructor, and the author of the best-selling Becoming a True Champion, and the Sports Doctor's Inn. So we'll see if Susan... I think it's Thursday morning in Australia, and when we talk the whole world of, again, that mental game and sports hypnotherapy, and we'll see whether or not that she breaks in. But speaking again about the mental game, and everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows how much attention, we pay as much attention to all aspects of the mental game as we do to the role of the foot when it comes to sports, whatever it happens to be. Again, we've had psychiatrists, psychologists. I've had, again, hypnotists, personal trainers, mental trainers, two of the contributors to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is more important now than it's ever been, available on Amazon with my co-host, Hall of Fame volleyball national team member, Sharkey Zartman, and the fact that there's such an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, it's overwhelming, too much in so many ways. And the mental aspect of this is a big deal, whether we're talking about the important communication between the sports parents and their son or daughter, or the interaction between the sports parent and the coach, or maybe doctor, or the young boy or girl's experience as far as physically, how they've done, what's their history of potential problems, if any. And again, the mental side of things, where we're talking about how are your teammates, how's it going, are you having fun? And again, the more serious this young boy or girl is, the more a big deal this pressure cooker starts really raising its face. That pressure cooker might be that boy or girl playing hurt, trying to push through by living on over-the-counter pain medication or anti-inflammatories, or it might be all sorts of problems regarding the relationship. What do you mean you still haven't lost that 10 pounds with your young dancer or figure skater? And the matter of fact, two of the feature contributors to hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the West Coast holistic psychiatrist, adult and child psychiatrist, Dr. Denise Dermott, and the personal mental training founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, Robert Andrews, who's worked with the Simone Biles and all these gold medalists and the Navy SEALs, and he's done his latest real attention is on the mental stress of the recovering from surgery or injury athlete who might be looking at their lifetime dreams passing before their eyes with some sort of a serious injury. So again, longtime colleagues of ours and guests like iSport 360, with their great founder Ian Goldberg, has been on the show numerous times. And all of their attention, we had them on when they first started with iSport 360, has been on this communication side, an interactive side of these dynamics, whether it's the coach and the kid, whether it's the coach and the parent. As we're talking about this, everybody can picture the overzealous parents on the sidelines screaming and ranting and raving or whatever other kinds of problems that we might run into. And it's interesting because with the stigma of a mental problem, a challenge, and we've had guests on the Sports Doctor who dealt with the divorced mom or dad with their young athlete or the adopted in the family situation where, believe it or not, there were all sorts of problems, whether it was bullying or other kinds of hassles, you're overweight, et cetera, and the idea that the stigma, which is finally starting to really, really change, of somebody admitting or getting help if they needed it, including help, and the fact that this is, again, so important, almost regardless. Whether, again, it's the weekend warrior who's just trying to get back into running all the time, who's dealing with injuries, or it is the, senior citizen who wants to prevent falling, who wants to include exercise, or whether, again, it is mixing in what we've talked about. And I just want to break in and say, the live radio. And now all of a sudden with international guests, some sort of a problem. Who else got fired? Because I was expecting Sue Williams, the CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy from Australia. She's been on the show two or three times, so we don't know what happened to cause that, but we definitely will get her back as soon as possible. She's one of our faves. So the stigma of the whole mental side of things, when we think about the past Olympics and Simone Biles and the Olympics before and the attention she brought to backing out because of mental challenges, or the great Michael Phelps, we don't have two greater athletes in the world than those two. And Michael made such a big deal about and talked about his concerns and his starting a whole tremendous amount of attention to the mental side of things. So, again, now one of the big weapons, again, is the world of hypnosis, the world of meditation, the world of rest and recovery. When Susan comes back, we'll definitely make a big point of that. She's been very involved also in the world of animal behavior, whether it's in the horse world or other animals. I know she's been very involved with the people who are riding the horses, or maybe the horses themselves will have to catch up. But again, my apologies that we're not catching her. But before we have Kirk come on, I want to talk a little bit more. I was looking to see the problems of the interaction between us and Australia. Somehow we lost it. So we'll definitely have Sue Williams back. But again, in the last minute or two before Kirk joins us, I just want to go over again what the whole point when we talk about the epidemic of youth sports injuries and the fact that the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, although the next one is going to be including hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents, and the idea, again, of what we were trying to accomplish, whether it was Sharky spending the first whole segment on Sports Parenting 101, so many options. She's coached champions. She was one of them. She's got all of these different areas she pays attention to. The second section the Sports Doctor's in is myself. We're talking orthotics. We're talking shoes. We're talking cleats. We're talking head injuries. We're talking concussions and the football challenges and everything else when it comes to that. The third section is Ask the Experts. I've got 8 or 9 experts. Again, nutrition, personal training, parenting, coaching, having fun, all adding their 2 cents to what it takes to deal with these special kids, even the serious kids. We're not talking the only superstars. We're talking about any kid who's in a traveling team, a club team, a high school team. And the last section is parents' perspective. Matter of fact, my next guest is one of them, Kirk Mango. Talking to him about, again, his daughter, a volleyball scholarship player who we put orthotics in her shoes when she was like about 15. She went to Louisville, my alma mater. And he's the author of Becoming a True Champion. And again, the perspective I had, figure skating parents talking about, again, what it took to regulate, to afford financially, and deal with these traveling teams and these club teams. Because again, the pressure, the more talented your son or daughter, the more the pressure to play hurt. One of the biggest problems in the world of concussions is the athlete's reluctance to admit they have a problem. They know, even the professional athlete, the great Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher of the Bears made a joke. He wasn't being funny, but he was being facetious. Well, he talked about, you know, if I took a zinger, if I took a shot to my head, man, I came to the sidelines, I'd tell him my foot hurt. Because he didn't want to go through maybe the protocol, including the adolescent kid. One of our psychologists in the world of high school, who's been a guest on the show, talking about that he was surprised over the years, Tom Brady, psychologist on the East Coast, on how many problems they were seeing with these young kids, whether they were football players, wrestlers, hockey, that were in collision sports. And again, football was famous, and the problems he was seeing, you know, whether they had sleeping problems or anger problems or concentration, whatever it was, and the fact that, and again, when he and I were talking, it was 10, 15 years ago, medicine, you know, having problems spelling the word concussion, let alone dealing with it, let alone dealing many times with an overuse injury. The great ex-Yankee pitcher and Cardinal pitcher, Lou Vickery, has been a frequent guest. His pitching coach was Whitey Ford. He had a shoulder injury that stopped his career. He had a panhandle show called Lou in the Morning. I showed up for over 3 years once a month, the Sports Doctor's Inn. And you wouldn't believe the overuse. He would tell me, you know, Dr. Bob, a third of the Tommy John surgeries are teenagers. They're not even all pitchers. Too much throwing. And we would see the same thing when we would look at particular sports. That's why I wrote the article, The Prodigy Sports, where kids specialize. Think ballet, gymnastics, figure skating. I would see 10-year-olds. Again, we just celebrated the 15th year Animal Life to Check. Can't believe it. 15 years ago, he was the Olympic gold medalist. He was 10 when I put orthotics in the skate. So, again, we will make up for our great Australian sports hypnotist in the phone world with Sue Williams in the near future. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. Kirk Mango.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
of our longtime guests, Kirk Mango, is back to join us. Kirk is a former NCAA gymnastics champion. He was a longtime PE instructor at one of our local high schools. He's the dad of one of our great volleyball players, Lindsay, who went to Naperville and went to my alma mater, Louisville. And he's the author of the best-selling book, Becoming a True Champion. Kirk, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's great to have you back. You've been part of so many shows over the years. I just quoted you in our last segment because our first guest from Australia had screwed up with the world of live radio. And I was mentioning in the book, Parents' Perspectives, in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and bingo, there you were, where we talked about what it was like to be the parent. Give us some background, Kirk, on yourself and these adventures that led you to becoming a true champion.
Well, a lot of the story starts in high school, you know, wanting to achieve something that a lot of people thought I was not going to be able to achieve. And I learned a lot through that process, which led me on to college and the successes I had in college and then out into my teaching and coaching career. And through all my experiences with my two daughters in sports, along with my own, and seeing what, you know, what's going on in our sports world, I thought I had something to offer. And that's kind of what led me to writing and becoming a true champion and achieving athletic excellence from the inside out. That's the subtitle.
Yes, and the idea, again, of becoming a national champion and that particular journey, again, and one of the really key points of our discussions over the years and the numerous times you've been on, when you were never expected to be anything in gymnastics. Now, this is, again, in the beginning of your anything special, and yet you decided that you were going to do whatever it took and to surprise a lot of people. And I remember that part of your story, let alone become a national champion. And you really turned a lot of heads in that regard. And I guess that helped in your experience with both your daughters. I know Lindsay was volleyball and your other daughter was a soccer player, right?
Yes, yes. It's been a big part of my life and my story.
I always asked you how your sports psychology skills were, right? You know, in this day and age, when we see whether it's the world of the gambling, you can't turn around for 2 minutes without that hype, or it's athletes being paid out of high school, or it's the expenses of the traveling and the club sport. And it's interesting because your daughter, Lindsay, has become one of the most dynamic, successful lifestyle coaches in so many ways, taking a lot of her experiences. You know, she was part of Sports Performance, which I worked with for a million years, was one of the most high-performance programs in volleyball, and those kinds of pressures. And, of course, Lindsay was the Loretto. She was one of those kid diving for balls all over the place. And she always said, hey, look, my dad had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that's what she says, but I think a lot of that came from inside her. And, you know, I've been a firm believer that a lot of people have a lot more inside of them than they realize themselves, and all they need to do is kind of, you know, make some choices and decisions that put them on the path that, you know, leads or can lead to success if they're willing to put in the efforts. At least that's my position.
Again, it's easier said than done, as we both know. And again, in the first segment, I was talking about Simone Biles, I was talking about Michael Phelps, two of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, who made a big deal out of talking about the mental challenges. That mental game and that whole thing, whether it's a terrible injury and the athlete's life is flashing before his eyes or her eyes, or it's other kinds of concerns that we might see in the world of overuse, other kinds of problems. And where you talk so much in the book about that part of that inner strength and these decisions that are made. And again, even later on in the career, you can be running into these problems where you had to put this to the test yourself because you're a big-time pickleball player.
Well, yeah, I kind of have learned to run my life that way, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, that subtitle. even though becoming a true champion may have meaning to people just by those words, it's the subtitle that really hits home for me, Achieving Athletic Excellence from the Inside Out. Because to me, that's where your sports experience is. That's where the value really lies. And that was one of the motivators for writing the book, was the idea of, you know, it's not what we can get on the outside that's important. It's what we gain on the inside. And that kind of fuels a lot of successes for a lot of people and a lot of things. It's kind of, a roadmap, so to speak.
Again, it's never been more important than today. You know, when we're talking about, number one, with these kids, hey, are you enjoying what you're doing? You know, how's this communication between the coach and the parent, between the kids and their teammates, between some of these problems? When we talked, the reason the book came out was the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, the terrible twos, too much pressure. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil three times a day, her shin splints are killing her, and she's got a competition. And we've got, you know, we're doing triple jumps in the world of figure skating, like you like. So again, understanding the importance of the, you know, again, like you said, from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And one of our longtime guests, Gina Pongetti, she contributed to our book, The Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury, with the great John Armada, the boot fitter, Mr. Edge, as he was called. And she's made such a big deal. Gymnastics is her world. She's been in all of the world championships. Again, talking about the athletes themselves taking responsibility to speak up. You know, if you got an injury, you're dealing with a problem, can you speak up and not feel that you're going to get embarrassed or whatever happens to be, is as big a deal now as it's always been, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, yeah, and the whole problem with that is it's self-defeating. You know, if you don't take the time to recover or watch that piece of the game, that could lead to circumstances where you can't compete at all or never again. So those things are, you know, it's a whole big puzzle. And you have to have all
the
pieces.
As a guy who was a PE instructor at one of our local great high schools down in Grove South, and you were dealing with these kids at all sorts of different levels over the past, 25, 30 years going back. And with all these things, you know, that you and I have talked about consistently, whether it was the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, we were interested in, number one, preventing problems, number two, when indicated, enhancing performance. And I asked people with your kind of experience all the time, Kirk, who was in, you know, the school world and that whole interaction, how we doing with getting the word out about all these important things, the changes that you look to have athletes pay attention to on any of these areas of communication. At best, are we treading water?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the whole idea is, to me, it came from what I saw as the loss of perspective that people have and not putting importance in the right places. And a lot of that deals with what's the athletes themselves, you know, that's what's most important. And sometimes this idea of winning at all costs, those pieces overtake what's most important. And that was my point about the idea from the inside out.
Yeah, I know. Is that one of your topics? I know you do a lot of speaking to various groups, different groups. And by the way, what's the best site people can go to find out about you or your speaking or the book?
Well, there's two ways to do it. One, you can just type Kirk Mango in Google and you'll eventually get there fairly quickly, or just typing in Becoming a True Champion, that will bring you right to my website, which I have a lot of information
about. Yes, we got to make
sure
to get that first name involved. Otherwise, we might get your brother with all his martial arts teaching.
Yeah, he's in the MMA world. That's another side of the coin.
Oh, yeah, when we're talking about the kind of great athlete it takes mentally and physically to deal, you know, with those areas. But, you know, I've been talking about childhood obesity, Kirk, for like 3 decades. And all of these kinds of challenges, obesity, and we're in the same mess. And I always felt that the school systems was so important, where you have these millions and millions of kids, where the importance, whether it is the, you know, I talk about the new medicine all the time on the Sports Dr. Kirk. You know, you ready? Number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. Number two, keep moving.
Whether you're a runner, a walker, a volleyball player, you like yoga, but do something. Keep moving. And number three, pay attention to reducing stress. And to stay. You can't watch TV for 2 minutes without commercials, you know, for either pain pills or diet pills. It's a tough competition there.
Yeah, I think you hit on the three main points. I think that's where I come from on that particular subject myself. You know, I used to tell kids all the time when I taught that your body is an amazing piece of machinery, biological machinery. If you treat it right and treat it well, which you hit on right there, it will pay big dividends for you, and it really will take care of itself. So if you put the right things inside and you keep yourself moving as you're talking about and exercising properly and try to maintain, fairly good control on your stress level and relaxation, the body really does its own thing and does a pretty good job of it. It's when we start putting things that are not good for it and living sedentary lifestyle.
Whoever figured that we're going to have 10-year-olds doing double and triple jumps 200 times a week? Well, you
yes,
remember
sure
what it was like in volleyball, even though in that level of volleyball, there wasn't a grade A student in volleyball who didn't go to a Division I school for years. It was unbelievable. Yet, we would see, man, my knees and my ankles and my feet and this and the pressure to play, and you lived it. You not only lived it as an athlete yourself, the importance of rest and recovery, but you also lived it as a parent when you had to throw your two cents in. And it seems that on the one hand, you know, I talked to my friends on the radio with the National Academy of Youth Sports. They just celebrated the 40-something year that they deal with the military or park districts. And the idea, again, of schools making a big deal of nutrition, it's become such a challenge. You talked about it as long as I know you.
Yeah, it's always been an issue. Kids eating and things of that nature. I think today there's more knowledge out there today, and you're able to get a hold of that through the internet than there has been when I was younger. So it is available, but there's also negative sides to that because there's a lot of people that give you information that might not necessarily be true. So you got to kind of hunt through a lot of that stuff, you know?
It's interesting. One of my longtime guests, Mitch Christensen, he was the author of The Fat Boy Chronicles, which was a great book, and it became a great movie about a kid growing up and what he was putting up with, whether his own family, the bullying, and all. The number one issue for bullying is obesity.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, and number two is the disabilities. And as a teacher, you know, when you were dealing with that side of things sometimes with the behavior of some of these kids, that was a huge challenge for all you teachers, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for me, it holds a special meaning. I was really, really small coming into high school, like 4'8", 78 pounds. So I walked that path. It was, you know, that bullying path. I know that other side. So as a teacher on the other end of that, it's something that I hold or held as important and was just not tolerated in my classroom.
Yes, and we're going to talk more about all of that. We're talking with Kirk Mango, longtime guest of ours. Now the guy's into some serious pickleball. We'll have to talk to him about that. Well, I wrote an article in 2021 about pickleball. Medicine didn't know how to spell it, let alone what was going on. We're going to talk more. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with longtime guest Kirk Mango, former NCAA gymnastics champion. He was talking right before the break about some of the different challenges we were talking about. You know, how are we doing in some of these mental and physical challenges between the overuse injuries and longtime teacher with the bullying in school. I was mentioning Fat Boy Chronicles with this kid growing up, and he was talking about his own adventures. So you were able to apply a lot of that. Give us some of the bullet points of becoming a true champion, Kirk.
Well, some of the main things that I like to touch on, and I think a lot of people lose sight of, the mental side of the game, something you mentioned. So it's always been important, you know, how a person thinks is how they act. So that's kind of where the book starts. It starts with that mental piece. And then taking those mental pieces, the things that, you know, commitment, discipline, sacrifice, priorities, and heart, character, integrity. There's a lot of internal things that go into an athlete's success. Those are just a couple. But you take those and you have a good understanding of those, move that into the second section, which is, well, how does that apply to just any sport? In fact, I would say it goes beyond athletics into life itself. And that's the second section. So I take those pieces and apply it and give examples and stories and how that all fits together. And the third is the true story that happened to me, which you kind of touched on a little bit in high school, of an impossibility that I was faced with based on also the so-called experts. And my experience of going through that, achieving what I wanted and what I learned by that, and that all supports the first two sections of the book. So that's kind of what, kind of the pieces that the book.
You must have got a lot of great feedback from your parents. Because, again, you know, but hashtag hey sports parents, when you were able to not only deal with what you dealt with, but you excelled, came out the other side, there had to be a lot of great feedback from mom and dad and your family.
Yeah, both of them were very supportive. And in the book, I talk about a special conversation I had with my father that he had a lot of meaning for me way back then. A day that I was ready to just hang it up and say, look, everybody else was correct. This is just not possible. And some of the things that he said to me during a very short conversation, one of which was that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. You just have to understand all the pieces of the puzzle of what that's going to take. Once you do that, then things will happen. And that really changed me, that one conversation. So, yeah, I had a lot of support, mental support from my parents, especially my
family. Yeah, you were absolutely really a lucky guy, because again, the ability of becoming an actual champion, and there's so much that's changed in these challenges again today regarding again the overuse and the winning at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that it's good to see that there's some really positive ideas and networks that are involved. It's interesting, Kirk. 2 months ago, I had a Taoist on the show from the Netherlands, who was talking about 3,000-year-old principles that apply as seriously as what you're mentioning today, as they did, you know, like it seems a million years ago, when it comes to being able to achieve some of these different things and fight through some of these different battles, and especially when we're dealing with a situation. We all know the world of pain medicine and the nightmare we're still going through in the world of pain medicine. And the changes that we're trying to make through many of the guests we have on, whether they're orthopedic surgeons, neurologists, other specialists, trying to the old days of an athlete getting an injury and then getting a prescription for 30 opioid pills, and is nuts in that regard. So there's a lot of changes that are being made in some of these different areas. And again, overcoming adversity is such a big deal. How long has it been since you've been out of the school world, Kirk?
Oh, man. I've been retired 12 years now.
You're kidding me.
No, 2013.
Yes. So you got yourself involved. It's interesting. The world of pickleball, I had two great tennis players. You know, I go back. I saw McEnroe, Tracy Austin. They came to see the great Bob Guida, great sports therapist. And I was his podiatrist. He had such a point of the roll of the foot in sports. And the tennis players, they were from the north side of Chicago. She says, yeah, I've been playing pickleball. This is like, I don't know, 6, 7 years. I said, what the heck are you talking about? Then I saw at my own club, they were cutting off half the basketball court.
Yeah.
And then we saw that they were all seniors, not realizing you better be ready to the kind of movement, speed and changing direction. So we see injuries coming out of our ears. That's why I wrote the article that pickleball is a physical. And you've been very involved. You're very interested in the game. And how much are you playing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm up to about 4 or 5 days a week. And that's through And that's through a lot of the wear and tear that I had as a gymnast. You know, you can't come through a sport.
Yeah, well, you were a tennis player, man. When we first saw orthotics in your sneakers. Yes.
Now, what's interesting, Kirk, when we see 70-year-old, 75-year-old, one of my, again, I mentioned Lou Vickery in the beginning of the show, and Lou, who pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals, Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. He's an 83-year-old doubles tennis champion.
Wow.
We do a podcast called What's Your Racket? But one of the points I'm making is tennis players at those ages have played forever. Played forever. There wasn't pickleball. It never existed. So someone who's 60, 65, I don't care if they're 50 and over, if you want to play pickleball, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles and work balance. It's like going back to the same book. You don't have to be an athlete champion, but you need to be in shape. And if you need to go to a physical therapist and pay attention, so you're playing are you playing singles and doubles or only doubles?
Well, because of my age right now, being 68, I try to stay away from singles. But I'm real, real, real conscientious about recovery and about physical therapy. When I get home from pickleball, I have a PT workout that I do 4 to 5 days.
Well, you have had the discipline. When you had what you needed to do, you did it. As a great athlete, you were used to that. The regular patients in a lot of the different worlds, getting them to have, let alone some PT profile that they follow, is usually a very interesting challenge. Although in the world of pickleball, and now you're seeing some incredible athletes like the handball players I used to see in New York, or the racquetball players with super speed. They once had a contest. They had a tennis player, a racquetball player, a handball player. Of course, pickleball didn't exist. And a badminton player. And they were seeing who was best with the rackets or whatever. And it was amazing. But pickleball involves all those kinds of movements. And now we're starting to see some real... Did you see when McEnroe and the rest of them were playing in doubles?
Yep, I have watched that. You know, the biggest problem...
He lost his time for a temper like he always did.
I know. Some of that I think is show, but
Yes, it is. He admits
it. But one of the biggest problems I see, and it's bothersome with pickleball, is, again, some of the older generation, because in the beginning stages, it's pretty easy to pick up. I love teaching it to kids because you can play the game within a couple of hours with the right instruction, which is not necessarily true with tennis. But they don't like to warm up. They like to walk to the court and walk on and start a match. And people have actually gotten aggravated with me because I'm like, no.
I know. McEnroe, when we first worked with McEnroe, Tracy Austin would have no tennis players worked out. They looked at him like he was crazy. McEnroe showed up on Zip. Give us the websites again or where people could find out about you, the book, and your speaking.
BecomingATrueChampion.com.
Great. Again, Kirk Mango, I knew the time would fly with you. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, Kirk. Be right back with the Sports Doctors in.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good, good.
Hey everybody, we are back at the Sports Doctor's Inn. Again, the schedule a little messed up because my first guest, somehow, we couldn't reach her in Australia. And she's been on before with these different long-distance rules. I'm going to have to get my act together. Got great guests coming up. Rob Beckman, guest next week. He's so involved in the world of hyperbaric oxygen, the different facilities, the indications, and he'll be joining us and talking about that. And then we're going to be talking with Dr. Robert Verviet of biomimetrics, again, in the world of sports performance, in the world of athletes, different methods, again, of training, both mentally and physically. It'll be interesting to find out more about that. The following week, one of our faves, again, Lou Vickery. I talked about Lou the whole show today. I don't know if the guy's written 25 books. One of the ones that we were very involved in, that I have a chapter in, the great book, Winning the Head Game, with Lou Vickery. And coach Sonny Smith, who spent years with the University of Auburn. And Lou, again, he hosted a great show in the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning years ago. And I spent probably over 3 years once a month showing up with Sports Doctors in, where we would talk about different topics. Overuse was one of the big topics. He was down there where, you know, baseball was played every day, and the arm problems and all these other situations that we were dealing with, as well as Dr. Ben Pearl. Dr. Ben, podiatrist in Virginia, he will be coming back, and he's got a great YouTube where he's dealing again with all aspects of podiatry, sports medicine. He had a great couple of shows about cleats. So great shows coming up. Again, I'm going to mention in the Dr. Bob Wisdom, the foot and ankle, again, strengthening the feet and ankles, whether it's you and you're a walker, whether it's you and you're a pickleball player, whether your son or daughter's an athlete, I don't care what the sport is, you will benefit from strengthening feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. We used to use all sorts of tilt boards and balance boards. It brought into effect that second side of things, which was working balance. Guida made such a big deal out of this. But strengthening the ankles. Ankles are the number one injured area. So if you have a high school or junior high school or whatever their sport happens to be, you want to include. You don't need to be injured to pay attention to including that. And there's lots of ways. If you don't know what you're doing, you can go to our friends at Athletico, at ATI, and they'll be glad to show you a home program that might really, really benefit you. A couple of emails if we have time. Paul says, are flat feet always a problem? Great question, Paul. You know, I've seen great athletes with flat feet, runners, jumpers. As a general rule, if those flat feet don't have the kind of flexibility and muscle tone surrounding them, often they're a problem. They overstrain the arch area, the plantar fascia. They increase internal rotation of the knees, which is one of the biggest reasons we see young girls and women who have a wider hips. We would see many more knee concerns, not serious injuries requiring surgery, just her knees hurt, tendonitis, aggravated by that flat feet. As a rule, we would pay attention to flat feet because very often they're a problem, again, with symptoms. My feet hurt. You know, my whole posture hurts. A lot of Achilles tendon, calf problems, shin splints. 80-90% of shin splints are overpronation, where the foot's collapsing excessively and the muscles that slow that down are overworking. So if you or your children have flat feet, getting a podiatrist's opinion on the best shoes, some strengthening exercise makes a lot of sense. Jane says, is Morton's neuroma always a surgical problem? Morton's neuroma is a thickening of the nerve between the third and fourth toe and the ball of the foot. There are nerves in between the toes in all areas, but there's a particular connection in that so-called third interspace between the third and fourth toe. And neuroma symptoms, when the nerve gets irritated enough that it might thicken, almost like a callus that builds up on your hands or your feet from excessive pressure, and the nerve starts getting in the way. And when it gets in the way, it can be problematic with shooting pains, cramps. Patients will say, you know, I feel like I'm always clutching my socks with the ball of the foot. Now, we used to think years ago that the only relief was surgical, was to either untrap that nerve, remove that nerve. And it was a very successful procedure, but sometimes there were complications, you know, which is numbness or other kinds of problems. Nerves can be tricky. And with the advent of sports medicine, I'm not the only one, but with my tremendous interest in orthotics and seeing a lot of these great athletes over the years with Bob Guida, where we had ball of foot concerns, neuroma being one of them, one of the weapons was orthotics to redistribute weight, change the stress to the ball of the foot, and seeing if it was helpful, and it was amazingly helpful, sometimes surprisingly helpful. It might be included with physical therapy. We might do a couple of injections. Now there's all sorts of new ingredients that are holistic. So there's lots of ways that it's a conservative problem. If the doctor tells you it's surgery, get another opinion. We are out of time. Again, sorry for the mix-up. Our friends at BVS will put everything together. Catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor.